flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B. Mitch and Finley, Scotty's Viking Rebel Friday. White Brian, go get Russell in here. I don't know where the hell he just went.
Brian don't wear headphones. He don't hear
none. None of them hear me. Jeff, go get Rooster. Where'd he go?
Jeff, headphones are above his ears.
Landfill has headphones on, but
Landfill
won't relay
just ignores
to these
you on
two.
Purpose.
Somebody go get Rooster.
He's out there talking to Redhead and Donnie.
Tell him to get his ass in here. B, I've looked up Lauren Daigle.
Is it Daigle or Daigle?
Daigle.
Daigle, dude.
I don't know that this is for you, dude. It's maybe it is contemporary Christian pop music.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, I go to stuff. I listen to stuff like that every once in a while. But somebody asked me to go there on a Tuesday night. Isn't that the night they do the?
That's the media party.
The media party. Nah.
Yeah. What's up, Bruce?
I gotta be at the media party. They gonna have food there.
What's
good
up,
food.
Boys? Speaking of the media party, you know, the Roost has only been invited to one Super Bowl in my life. Right?
What do you mean invited?
Well, you know, invited.
They're not invited.
Among the upper-level elite, the upper-crust elite.
You get
I'm not
sent
invited to anything. I have to go work, and I leave
well,
Friday
invited
afternoon.
Invited to work. I don't want a vacation.
The people that are invited fly in Friday and leave on Monday.
Anyway.
Those of us that have to work go Sunday and leave Friday.
Maybe it's Thursday night.
Maybe wrong language.
The hotel room you got to get four nights.
Anyway, right. The quick story that I wanted to tell you, in the one Super Bowl I was in, Super Bowl 40 in Detroit, but you would have been proud of me. That media party that the NFL threw on a Tuesday night, your boy got absolutely demolished.
Drunk
I mean,
or
they,
food?
They were pouring. Oh no, drunk. They were pouring. At that point, I drank a lot of Crown and 7 Ups or what is it? Crown Royal Crown Royal and 7 Up.
Yeah.
No, I did
7 and 7.
7 and 7. There you go.
Okay. There you go.
And
that's
in a cup
7.
Like that size, man, they were pouring like about 9/10 of it. With liquor, and I just kept tipping, right, the guy. So he just kept pouring and pouring and pouring. I went on national radio that night.
He said, that guy's really rich. I already tipped him. He's still tipping me.
I went on national radio that night and cursed.
And
cursed. No, like, I don't know, $5 at a time or whatever it was.
Well, you know what, that dude thought you were really
I had some money.
He said, this dude's a fool right here.
Back then I was making a legitimate salary. I was under contract and all that stuff. I was, you know, I was doing okay for myself.
Balling, Rooster.
And, balling on a budget. And your boy went on national radio and said a curse on national radio that they had to dump. Well, it was the S word.
Yeah.
I was referring to
stuff?
Having to wear
yeah, people say
bleep
stuff all the
kickers
time.
Because it was snowing outside. So I was right outside the Fox Theater in Detroit, absolutely, completely, totally hammered.
I'm
and it's probably one of the last
times. You got to learn how to handle yourself better. Yeah. I'm going to teach you how to do the Louisiana thing.
Yeah. Bruce, there have been plenty of times on
the road. I need to party with you, B.
I don't know that that's the story you tell and then be like, I don't know why anybody sent me to the Super Bowl since.
Hey, that's the reason.
Because especially cursing on the air. B and I had to work for 4 hours after that Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith trade, and we had been enjoying ourselves for about 5 hours prior.
I think we
might have
had about 12,000 steps apiece, yeah, just running from downstairs upstairs.
Listen, you're probably not wrong. I've probably been excommunicated from every Super Bowl since because of that. But,
believe me, that's not the worst thing that ever happened to the Super Bowl.
I do remember the last and only time I was in New Orleans for RG3's debut. I got pretty loaded there, too, on those hurricanes from Pat O'Brien.
Chris gets drunk everywhere he goes.
Yeah. Chris.
You guys all think that I don't have fun. I mean, I have fun.
Well, if you get drunk everywhere you go, you may wonder why you don't be invited to anywhere. You don't have to work.
Let's get Brewster on the street.
What's up?
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right, Bruce, I have two topics I'd like to address with you. One's a mystery topic. One is the coaching search. What would you like to address first?
Let's do the mystery topic because that's probably going to take more time and probably generate more laughs.
I just want to be clear that you requested this, and there is a reason I put you on the stream.
Oh, boy.
If you will, what is all this weird orange stuff on your shirt, dude? It looks like leftover, like when you carve a pumpkin up. It looks like that. Why are you wiping it on me, man?
You know, I don't know. It may have been from my coffee, I had some Doritos.
Wait.
I had some Doritos.
How does the coffee get on you? How does the coffee get on you?
It was probably Doritos. I had a couple of Doritos.
So you feed your shirt Doritos?
Listen, when you have
for those that aren't watching, I'm talking about like on his bicep. There's just all this orange stuff.
All this orange stuff. It was
you
like
just
one
wiped it all
bit.
Off.
Okay, but it was one little bit.
It's still there.
I mean, listen, I am not a fashionista. This should just be known and this should be established. Okay.
Okay. I'm glad we. It was either coffee or Doritos.
It's hot as hell in here. How do you guys survive, man?
It's a sweat box. We're sweating out my
I feel
sickness.
Good. I don't know about all y'all. I must be in shape.
You're wearing a flannel. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Rizzle.
Baby, stylish.
How big of a deal? The biggest deal is they kept Cliff.
Yeah.
But I think it's a when, not if, that they lose at least a couple of these offensive assistants. Kind of what are you expecting? Who goes? How big of a loss is it?
Well, I mean, I heard you guys mention about John Glenn leaving for the Raiders, the assistant special teams coordinator. So it would suggest that they need one of those, right? I think you happen to know a pretty good special teams coordinator that's available that was wrongly fired from the Denver Broncos because Sean Payton's a jackass.
Yeah, but would he take an assistant?
I don't know. He was an assistant before getting that job in Minnesota. So, listen, go hire Ben Kotwicka is what I would say.
Yeah,
and don't
I'm
forget, he was with Dan Quinn in Atlanta.
Right.
So they have a close relationship.
That's a possibility.
So that's one thing.
I'm going to throw my name in the hat.
Atta boy.
Larry, what's up, bro?
I wasn't surprised at all about Kingsbury staying. That never made any sense
None
to me for various reasons.
None of these jobs were very good.
Yeah.
And Kingsbury's look, it's only going to look better in a year when it's possible since your Buffalo comes up.
Absolutely. So that's one. I guess Brian Johnson's going to interview with Houston. I mean, that could make some sense for him. You know, he's a former play caller, former offensive coordinator, working with C.J. Stroud. I could see how that would be very appealing for him. So certainly if he were to get offered that job, I would think he would leave. And maybe Blau.
Maybe
Blau, who I know Kingsbury really likes.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about him. You're right. I mean, listen, there's going to be some attrition year in, year out. They might lose two or three assistants this cycle. That's the cost of doing business when you won 14 games. Because I'm an idiot.
When you're good,
that's
the cost.
Yeah. Right. Because teams don't want coaches that suck. Right? Because I'm an idiot.
They weren't losing a lot of coaches during the Ron era.
No. Except for the ones that they fired.
They were paying them to stay.
Where do you stand, Brian and I? Now, this draft class may prove to be something different, whatever. Me and B. Mitch are kind of in the camp of, like, you don't have to go shopping for T. Higgins here.
Yeah.
Where are you? What is...
That was a story out today about D.K. Metcalf. But, all right, they came talk to him.
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I think that's... people were talking about trading. Trading.
No, people are just
random dudes on Twitter.
People are just throwing stuff out now.
Gotcha. Connect the dots, people.
What is your priority this offseason?
Offensive and defensive line.
Okay.
I mean, start from the interior.
As much as you are a cartoon character at times, You do have a fundamental understanding of football, and the three of us are aligned. Build the trenches.
Absolutely. Thank you. Can I toot my own horn for a sec?
You're going to one way or another.
I am now the Prince of the Press Box at Northwest Stadium. Did you hear the good news?
What's the Prince of the Press Box?
I won a contest, a preseason contest amongst, I believe, nine members of the media, including some drunk, horny woman.
No,
that's a good one, babe. No, for some stupid half-ass predictions. I don't know. I made a couple of them about Emmanuel Forbes, who's not even on the roster anymore, and somehow I won $160.
Wow.
If you are calling yourself the Prince of the Press Box for that, God bless you. I will say, so Ben Standing, I guess before the home opener, sent out like a list of questions, and whoever got the most right won the contest. So
Roos took the money.
How I got enough right, I have no idea.
So, good boy.
So hard to concentrate with that. So one of the questions was Jaden total touchdowns, throwing and rushing. He finished with 31. Rooster said 30. I said 29. Wasn't that far off.
Nine by one, Rooster.
Closest to the pin, baby.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What else did Rooster win? I'm pulling it up here.
I had a couple of Emmanuel Forbes ones in there that did not go well. That I know.
Rooster hit this. Opposing quarterback with the most passing yards. He said Joe Burrow. He got that.
Right? Pretty good bet.
I don't like Ramsey.
Leading interceptions. We should credit whoever that is. Only Chick Hernandez said Mikey Samerstill to lead the team in interceptions. I said Quan.
Who led it?
Samerstill.
Samerstill did? Yeah. Right.
Rooster said.
I said Emmanuel Forbes.
Forbes.
How you win?
I don't know.
We got two people want some stuff. We don't know how the hell they want it.
Rooster
the Queen and Landfill got the Employee of the Year.
Yo, I mean, the world is a mystery.
All right, you guys are funny, but I got to go. Thanks for the barbecue. It's awesome.
O'clock, right?
It's unbelievable. I'm so jealous that you can cook your ass off
right?
Like that. What? Yeah, 2 o'clock. Right.
Signing,
but I got a lot of show prep to do.
I'm
right about everything.
You signing autographs in Leesburg tonight?
No.
All right, if you need tickets tonight, make sure you tweet at Mullins1067.
Yeah, don't
He'll
ask me.
He'll set you up with tickets.
I would.
Do you need a ticket? Tweet Mullins.
I need a ticket. I wasn't invited. See you guys.
Are you really lying about this, JP, or are you telling the truth?
I don't know. We'll be right back. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch anything. Phone's open the last hour.